SRN News. I'm John Scott. Five soldiers shot at Fort Stewart in Georgia have been hospitalized and are in stable condition. Brigadier General John Lewis says the shooter is in custody.
Reviewed by the Army Criminal Investigation Division and is currently in pretrial confinement, awaiting a charging decision by the Office of the Special Trial Counsel.
The suspect, Sergeant Cornelius Radford. The incident not being called a terrorist act. President Trump not commenting on a potential Israeli military takeover of Gaza. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Asked whether he supports or opposes a potential Israeli takeover of Gaza, the president said his administration's focus was on food access for the Palestinian people.
We are there now trying to get people fed.
As for reports of Israel's military taking total control of Gaza, the president said that's not his call.
I really can't say. That's going to be pretty much up to Israel.
Greg Cluxton, Washington.
The Congressional Budget Office releasing estimates of the impacts of Medicaid policies within the House-based Big Beautiful Bill. The GOP-led House Budget Committee released data that Democrats made false statements about the bill.
The Budget Committee released a statement that, quote, congressional Democrats have used misleading calculations to scare the American people. Their statement claims that CBO's letter corrects the record on the impact of the Medicaid policies within the House-passed One Big Beautiful Bill Act, or OBBBA. The statement continues that the OBBBA saves states $13.1 billion in Medicaid costs, freeing up resources they can choose to reinvest to further strengthen care for the most vulnerable Americans. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
More than 870 remote homes and other structures at the northern edge of Los Padres National Forest are being threatened by the Gifford Fire. The fire has scorched at least 131 square miles. This is SRN News. A grim death toll from religious violence in Africa.
In the first half of this year, more than 22,000 people, mostly Christians, have been murdered by Muslim terrorist groups across many nations in sub-Saharan Africa. That's the results of a study conducted by the African Center for Strategic Studies. That total represents a 60% increase from 2022. Multiple Islamic terror groups are now operating in Nigeria, Mali, Cameroon, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Chad, and Burkina Faso. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump wants to remove abortion coverage from the list of medical benefits for veterans and their families. The Department of Veterans Affairs has posted the proposed rule change and opened a public comment period on it that runs through September 3rd. The department says in its proposal that it wants to ensure that it provides only needed medical services to our nation's heroes and their families. This is SRN News. A large wildfire in southern France, killing one person, injuring several others, including firefighters.
2,000 firefighters and several water bomber aircraft battle the blaze that broke out Tuesday afternoon in the village of Ribourg, a rural wooded area that's home to wineries. In a BFM TV video from La Grasse, footage shows burnt cars and trees and smoke, with audio from blazing pockets of woodland. The local administration says the hot, dry, windy weather makes it difficult for firefighters to contain blazes. Residents and tourists in nearby areas have been requested to remain in their homes unless told to evacuate. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Trump administration dismissing five out of seven members on Puerto Rico's Federal Control Board that oversees the U.S. territory's finances. A White House official said the board has been run inefficiently and ineffectively by its governing members for far too long. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.